Good morning, everyone. You know what? It's kind of heartbreaking, but and disconcerting, as they say. But you know, over the years, I realized, the past few years, I realized something. That unless it's Easter or close thereby, there's no talk, too much talk of the cross or the blood anymore. But my friends, I'm going to tell you something this morning. If it wasn't for that old rugged cross and the precious shed blood of my Lord Jesus Christ on that rugged cross, on that rugged hill of Calvary, I would not be part of the family of God today. Brother Brad, Pat, please. When he came to the manger, the cross was in his view. It was his life-fulfilling moment, the end of all he would do. Only once, while on his journey, was his heavenly glory high. Only one brilliant moment, and his glory he laid aside. He took the time to be your friend and broken heart to mend. He took the time to help blinded eyes to see. When Satan's forces he would need, he took the time to gird himself and listen and to wash his disciples' feet. Now when hanging on a cross, when he heard a sinner pray, oh, he took a time. Took the time to help my blinded eyes to see. He took the time to kneel and pray, and it found those weak to obey. Oh, he took the time on his way to took the time on his way to Calvary. Oh, he took the time on his way to Calvary. Amen. He took the time out there.